Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Job chapter 8, and this is when Bildad the Shuhite answers Job. And so this is basically a very long conversation that Job is having with his friends, and eventually that he'll have also with God. But of course, we have God on the stage too, who is listening to it all and who knows everything that's going on because he's God and he's omniscient. And so he's also paying attention to what Bildad has to say in his advice. So here we go, Job chapter 8, the World English Bible. Then Bildad the Shuhite answered, "How long will you speak these things? Shall the words of your mouth be a mighty wind? Does God pervert justice, or does the Almighty pervert righteousness? If your children have sinned against him, he has delivered them into the hand of their disobedience. If you want to seek God diligently, make your supplication to the Almighty. If you are pure and upright, surely now he would awaken for you and make the habitation of your righteousness prosperous. Though your beginning was small, yet your latter end would greatly increase. Please inquire of past generations. Find out about the learning of their fathers. For we are but of yesterday and know nothing, because our days on earth are a shadow. Shall they not teach you, tell you, and utter words out of their heart? Can the papyrus grow up without mire? Can the rushes grow without water? While it is yet in its greenness, not cut down, it withers before any other reed. So are the paths of all who forget God. The hope of the godless man will perish, whose confidence will break apart, whose trust is a spider's web. He will lean on his house, but it will not stand. He will cling to it, but it will not endure. He is green before the sun. His shoots go out along his garden. His roots are wrapped around the rock pile. He sees the place of stones. If he is destroyed from his place, then it will deny him, saying, 'I have not seen you.' Behold, this is the joy of his way. Out of the earth others will spring. Behold, God will not cast away a blameless man, neither will he uphold the evildoers. He will still fill your mouth with laughter, your lips with shouting. Those who hate you will be clothed with shame. The tent of the wicked will be no more." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, while some of these things are very, very true, I feel them being delivered in a spirit of pride and a spirit of know-it-allism and a spirit of condemnation. And so, Lord, help us that we can say truthful things and yet deliver the message without love. And as I look around my world and I look at my Twitter feed and I look at what's going on, all I can see is this very thing of people spouting truth to one another yet without love, with no compassion of what people are going through, no compassion of their plight and their very real fears and worries. And Lord, it is true that you do honor the righteous, and it is true that you take note of the unrighteous. But things, as I've been praying this whole month, things are convoluted on this sin-broken world, and we can't make heads or tails of it sometimes. And it is true that good things happen to bad people and bad things happen to good people and good things happen to good people and bad things happen to bad people. But it's all this stew that doesn't make sense sometimes. And so, Lord, all we can really do is when we're encountering someone who is in pain, to gently remind them of the truth, but to always have it be cloaked in love, and to have the spirit and the heart of Job's friends when they first encountered him, which was to sit with him in the ashes, in the dust, cry with him and not utter a word, to be silent alongside. Lord, teach us to keep a guard over our tongues this week. When we're tempted to say something to prove our rightness, may we step back and say, "Lord, is this something you want me to say?" Lord, I know you don't really need defending. You're not weak that you need human beings to defend your character. And sometimes, Lord, it's just godly to be quiet. And so, Lord, teach us when to speak up, when to speak the truth in love, and when to be quiet and sit among people who are broken. Lord, thank you for the opportunities that you're going to bring us this week of people who are hurting. And Lord, show us how to love them well. Show us how to be better listeners. Show us how to stop the platitudes and stop the cliches and just be a friend. Lord, we need that of you right now too. We need to know that you're for us, not against us, and that you're our friend. We're broken, we're beaten down, we're tired, and we need your sustenance, we need your smile, and we need you to sing over us with thanksgiving and joy and kindness. We need you, Lord, in short. That's basically the gist of this prayer. We need you, we love you, we worship you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I pray that this podcast is truly an encouragement to you. Did you know that we have a free app? It's called the Pray Every Day app, and it's available on Google Play or iTunes. And what's nice about it is it's on your phone, obviously, and it will show you when the next Pray Every Day episode comes up. So that's really helpful, and you can listen to it there. Makes it super easy. But also there's a 66 for the leap year, day devotional. So every day you can actually read something too, and that's free to you. And I hope you enjoy it. Feel free to pass it on to a friend who might need some encouragement.